Time to talk volleyball now with Storm Lake coach Kim Johnson, whose team Thursday night played on the road at Ridgeview. The Raptors won that 1-3, Kim, but we have a lot to catch up on now, but let's begin with last night's match. I know you told me prior here that you said your team played pretty well.
We did, Chris. I really felt like last night was a turning point for us. I feel like it was one of the best matches we've played in years, so that's big. We, you know, to talk specifically, we only missed one serve, so that's only one free point. That's the best we've served all year. The girls defensively were right where they needed to be. We had some dug some hard hits. We had lots of blocks. We had lots of balls go off of our block and the defense pick it up. Our offense was more aggressive. I was just really pleased with the way things came together last night.
52 for 53 serving with three aces, led by a sophomore last evening.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, she's led us all year long. She is our first server, and that helps. When you can get the ball in play and not give them a free point or multiple free points, that makes a big difference.
Coach, okay, for Ridgeview, yes, last night played well. I hear that in your voice, but let's go back maybe what's happened in the last week or so.
Okay. We played in a tournament on Saturday that was in Elta, mm-hmm. and honestly, we played pretty well there too. We got two more wins, so our record is up to four wins. I can't remember the last time we had four wins.
3 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't have a chance to look that up.
I think you had 11 that year.
Okay. But we are improving, and I think that's the biggest thing to remember. We are finally to the point, I believe, where the girls are starting to believe. They're believing in the system. They're believing in the coaching staff. They're believing in their play, their teammates, that they're going to be where they need to be, so we're not reaching as much. And that's another reason that I think we've turned that corner. Back to the tournament, we beat Grettinger Terrell and... right off the top
Clay
of my
Central?
Head. Thank you. Clay Central Everly. And we played well. They played loose. They talked. They were enthusiastic. So that's big, too. We have such a young team. We have three sophomores that are in the starting rotation. So to get them, to pull them along and get them a little more confidence and a little more vocal on the court is something we've been working on all year long.
Yeah, I maybe I'm wrong, but you tell me if you feel these kids are really believing in themselves now, getting better. Is it due in part to your two seniors on this year's squad?
I think that's part of it. And I think, you know, once the seniors really started leading in a positive manner, the sophomores could relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think at first they were afraid to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. They're young. They're playing at a varsity level, which is totally different than what they did last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big step.
Yeah.
So just knowing that they're not going to get yelled at by me or other teammates every time they make a mistake, I think that makes a big difference.
Coach Johnson yells?
Me? I try not to, Chris. You know, maybe in my younger years I used to a little bit more, but
yeah,
I've mellowed out.
Yeah, well, I think I can say maybe the same, huh? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. As you age, it seems like everything's good, and hopefully these youngsters, as they age, get better and better, continue to put the work in, and let's age ourselves another week, Coach, because next week you have a big night at home, but prior to that, you go on the road.
We do. We play in Spencer on Tuesday, and then on Thursday we have Western at home, and it is our senior night for our three seniors, actually. It would be Maddie Gaffney, Jay Schulke, and then we have a foreign exchange student from Norway, and that's Katrina Laya. So that will be their final home match of the season. But also just as important is we are having our annual Spike Out Cancer Night. And I think that is such a great event. It's such an emotional night when you put the senior night along with the Spike Out Cancer Night. Each player, coach, manager will play for someone that is either currently battling cancer or someone who has maybe passed away from cancer, someone touched by cancer. So the program will start about 6:30, 6:35, something like that. But like I said, it's a great night. It's a great cause. In the last 3 years, I believe this is our fourth year of doing it, four years, we've done it. This is our fifth. We've donated over $11,000 to BVRMC Aware program. So, again, we hope everybody comes out and wears their pink and cheers on the tornadoes at night.
That is awesome. Selling,
thank you.
Are you selling T-shirts this
week? We are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Our initial T-shirt fundraiser is done, but I'm sure that we will do another order. If people are interested, they can contact me at the high school at 732-8065, and I'll put an order in.
Kim, thanks so much. Great job by you and everybody with the Spike Out Cancer Night. That's unbelievable. And continued growth for your team. Best of luck next Tuesday and Thursday.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Kim Johnson joining us at halftime talking tornado volleyball right here on Storm Lake Radio.